Laws of the state of Hawaii recognized medical marijuana as a genuine need and made laws to make it available to patients long ago, but implementation of that law has lagged far behind. As yet, there are no dispensaries on Hawaii Island and on Kauai, and thousands of patients in those counties are still waiting. Civil Beat reporter Courtney Teague has a story in today's Reality Check. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning, Chris.
Having said that, Kauai is expected to get its first dispensary fairly soon, is that right?
Yeah, that's true. Green Aloha, and that's going to be in Kapa'a. They're hoping to open within the month and service the roughly 1,800 patients who live there. However, on the Big Island, they haven't even been able to start growing their first crop yet.
Which means that the opening of a dispensary is, what, a year away, maybe?
Well, you know, we have one dispensary that is Lauola in Hilo. They're hoping to open in August, but Kona-based Hawaiian Ethos, they didn't even want to speculate because they have been so far off in the past.
So those dispensaries, they're not growing, they're getting from somewhere else? How does that work?
They aren't even open yet, so dispensaries are only open on Maui and Oahu, but 4 in 10 patients actually live on Kauai or the Big Island, so we aren't talking about an insignificant number of people here. Yeah, so on Kauai and Big Island, we've heard that there is a little bit more bureaucratic red tape. We talked to one dispensary owner who said, his dispensary wasn't able to get certain permits for months, but he knows of others that were able to get them in a matter of weeks. So, you know, there's collaboration between different state and county agencies, inspections, paperwork. A lot of that seems to be kind of holding the process up. And Hawaii actually has a very strict medical marijuana program. So there are a lot of regulations. And as one dispensary owner put it, this is the first time Hawaii is dealing with anything like this. Everyone wants to make sure they don't screw anything up. They follow every detail to the T because they know all eyes are going to be on them. It's a pretty contentious issue.
Who does a dispensary deal with to get that certification? The Department of Health?
Right. So the Department of Health grants licenses to different dispensaries. There's 8 in total. We've already got 3 here on Oahu. There's 2 on Maui. Kauai is supposed to have 1 dispensary. And right now there are 2 license holders on the Big Island. And again, one of those in Hilo, another in Kona. And we did talk to one dispensary who is looking at possibly opening up a 2nd and 3rd location to better serve other parts of the island because it is a Big Island in a rural area.
But you said that nobody's growing anything yet, is that right?
Yeah, not on the Big Island. So they aren't growing anything. We talked to one dispensary that is just trying to literally build their facilities right now. But on Kauai, they are hoping to open again within the month. So
the Big Island facility that's supposed to open in August, but if they're not growing anything, they have to get it from somewhere, right?
Right. So it takes a few months to harvest the crop. So they are hoping to start planting soon, but, you know, we'll see.
Fair enough. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
That was reporter Courtney Teague with today's Reality Check. And to read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.